This is Earth and Sky. In early 2001, NASA began using its Tropical Rainfall Measuring Mission, TRIM, to help improve data from older weather satellites.
Because the TRIM satellite flies over a given location only once a day, it can't by itself track storms as they develop or be used to issue emergency alerts reliably. So TRIM scientists combine TRIM data with data from several older, less sophisticated satellites. Here's Robert Adler of the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland.
When the two satellites cross over, we collect that data. So we basically compare the very good estimate from TRIM and what might be slightly poor estimate, or in some cases quite a bit poor estimate, from the other satellites, and we adjust them or calibrate them.
In this way, Adler and his colleagues produce a weather map with the accuracy of TRIM every 3 hours. The map shows exactly where it's raining over most of the globe. This information is useful in areas with few ground-based instruments, such as parts of Central and South America, Asia, and Africa.
In the future, these maps should be very useful. For example, to help relief agencies prepare for possible storm damage and reveal patterns of global drought. Special thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird, for Earth and Sky.